8.3.
Think about your average day as a series of choices. You get up, you choose what to eat, you decide whether to go for a run, whether or not to have a second helping of dessert. You're constantly making decisions based on what you want versus what you think is good for you. But how do you know what's good for you? Nowadays, we are bombarded with research and statistics telling us what we should or shouldn't do. But are the numbers really right? First of all, the classic advice to eat 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. Does it really make a difference? Well, it's a lot more useful than just saying, eat a varied diet, because how do we know what that really means? But 5 servings may not be enough. A World Health Organization study found that in the countries with the lowest levels of heart disease, the average person was eating around 10 servings a day of fruit and veggies. So although 5 will do you good, more might be better. In the U.S., by the way, only 1 in 10 adults eat enough fruit and vegetables each day. From food to water. The claim that we should drink 8 glasses of water a day is widely attributed to a report by the American National Academy of Sciences, which estimated that we needed 2.5 liters of fluid a day, which is approximately 8 glasses. But, and this is the key thing, the fluid doesn't need to be water. For example, we already take in 3/4 of a liter of fluid from the food we eat each day. The 8 glasses of water idea might seem fairly harmless, but it has created a belief that we don't drink enough water. In fact, the best advice is, if you're thirsty, have a drink. Water, tea, juice, whatever you feel like. If not, you're probably fine. Now, the tricky question of how much we should eat, or more specifically, how many calories a day we should consume. The standard guidelines are 2,000 calories a day for women and 2,500 for men. But this is a simplification. The actual amount you need depends on your weight and height, the amount of activity you do, and your metabolism. Some people can eat like a horse and not put on weight. Every individual is different and needs to balance their own food intake against their own calorie needs. What about sleep? Well, for everyone who tells you that they can get by on 4 hours a night, studies show that most people need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep to function well. If you regularly average less than 7 hours, then you have an increased risk of depression, diabetes, and heart problems. But sleeping for more than 9 hours a night has also been associated with an increase in health issues. So 8 hours a night is probably about right, though a little more or a little less shouldn't do you any harm. On to exercise. You've probably heard that the recommended amount of exercise is a minimum of 30 minutes moderate activity 5 times a week. But even if you're doing the recommended amount, it may not be enough if you then drive to work and sit at a computer all day. A review by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition said that an average of 30 minutes daily may not prevent unhealthy weight gain in many people. The message? Do the recommended amount of moderate activity, but try to do more if you can, especially if you spend a lot of the day sitting down. And finally, we all know how addicted our kids are to anything with a screen. But given the amount of panic there is about children watching TV, playing computer games, or going online, there is surprisingly little research into the long-term effects of screen time. So, should we limit screen time to protect our children's physical or emotional health? It's a difficult question to answer. Obviously, sitting down for too long is as bad for children as it is for adults. But a large-scale UK study of 11,000 children showed no relationship between screen time and emotional or social problems or an inability to concentrate or make friends. So while the internet may be changing how our brains work, the idea of limiting screen time to 2 hours a day isn't supported by research. Instead, we should make up our own minds about what's best for our children and for ourselves.